Hi, Shade 45. I'm Angela Yee, and I'm at Yankee Stadium backstage. And I didn't think this was going to be possible, but I got a minute with 50. What's up, 50?
What's up, man? I'm enjoying myself. I'm out. The festivities feel good. It feels real good to be back in New York, but Detroit was amazing, so.
Yankee Stadium, too. Have you ever done a show at Yankee Stadium?
Oh, no, I haven't. I think it was Giant Stadium? Yeah, Giant Stadium we did.
Giant Stadium. Now, listen, I just want to say that I am loving you on Twitter right now. Like, I follow you and I retweet all the shit that you say and everything. And I think it's great for you that you took over. I didn't believe it at first.
I mean, it's fun for me. I think Twitter is a platform where entertainers can be entertaining.
Right.
You know, and I chose to go a route that's more graphic. So I said, you need to be 18 and older to follow me. You know, and I just did some of the things that I enjoy. Like, when I watch comedians say different things, mm-hmm. you know, some of them, the irony in how... people think, like, you know everything that you laugh at.
Right.
That's why it's funny. It's just how they put it, like how they word it, how to describe it that makes it interesting.
And you know what's weird about you is that, like, you talk to people and then you go on Twitter and you're like clearing everything up. You know what I'm saying? You're like,
yeah.
I talked to Soulja Boy and this is what really happened. Or I talked to Floyd and guess what? He's getting married and that's why his baby mama is mad at him.
Yeah, I mean, because, well, they called me like a Soulja Boy. That was like, a misunderstanding between him and Fabulous.
Right. But not even just that, the whole thing with the Cat Stacks and everything.
Yeah, that's all crazy to me. Like, for me, the fact that people can have the name mentioned based on the activities, mm-hmm. that, you know, like, I think that is the worst kind of energy. Like, you know, like, the person that, you know, completely is after attention in that way where they'll just go sleep with whoever. Or some attention or whatever it is. Like, I think it's bad, and I think that I just hope that there's never another.
You know, I want to say your boys were arguing with me in the hallway about that just now, Tony Yayo and Lloyd Banks. They think I give women a forum to talk about different people that they sleep with, and they're like, why are you giving these women this forum to do that?
Well, I don't really think that. I think that's just promoting sexually delinquent behavior.
Cause some of them delinquent went, behavior, though.
When women are responding like, you know, like a whore.
Can a man be a whore?
When you say whore from a male perspective, you're just saying a single man.
But a single woman can't do what a single man does.
No, it's definitely different standards. If in a small area, let's say in a 10-block radius, if a single man was cool enough to have the interest of several women in that area and he slept with several women in the area, it would be because he was special. If there was no huge financial situation that encouraged him to do that, because
they'd be fighting over him,
right? And then because the financial freedom is an attribute, it adds to just the stability, mm-hmm. you know. And that, I think, for women have always been selective. Men get what they can and women choose.
I always thought that if a woman had a lot of money and was really famous, she can kind of do whatever she wants. And people don't judge you as harshly.
She's really famous?
Yeah, like rich and famous. And at that point, you can do anything you want to do.
Well, I don't think men match women when they're also rich and famous. Mm-hmm. Think about the couples or within hip-hop culture and pop culture, mm-hmm. that have really attractive, successful women. The relationship seems not to be balanced. It seems like the woman is the stronger factor,
right,
than the actual man does. Because when you add, I think just beautiful women are stars regardless, without marketing and promotions.
Well, you're making a lot of women stars on Twitter that you're talking to. I've noticed. Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't mind just. I see someone and say, oh, she's hot. I'll put it on there. I don't care.
Do girls ever call you and get mad? Like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you talking to Stacey Lane? Why are you talking to Melissa Ford? Like, do they get mad at you?
No, I never had that. You know, what's interesting is I think even Stacey Lane and Melissa Ford know I'm playing.
Right.
You know, you got to look at the things I said before and after.
But look at the people following you who are like, oh, my God, he's serious, you know?
Yeah, that's what makes it entertaining.
Yeah.
Because they laugh and they go, he's crazy. Like, he's going to say anything. And it's no different from what you guys would say on the actual air, your perspective on something. Mm-hmm. But for mine, it's different because it's actually about me, like my lifestyle. I'm saying that this is what I'm doing at that point, and people laugh because They say he doesn't care. If you're going to say that, at that point, you would probably be trying to be as private as possible.
Now, you know what I noticed ever since you've been on Twitter? It seems like you've been communicating with people that you normally haven't communicated with. Like, maybe sometimes, like, you're going to be working with Kanye West now, mm-hmm. right? And you're and you and Diddy, you know, spoke and you decided to stop, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like Twitter's kind of responsible for that because it opens the lines of communications where you might not normally even really speak to them.
You know what it is, too? It's just people, they don't have an opportunity to actually be around me, so they don't know me. Mm-hmm. They look at my presentation. They look at the content of the material. And that's me being an artist. What translated the strongest out of all the projects that I released was the aggression. So they look for me to give them the harder edge material. Like, what up, gangsta?
True.
Like, you know, like...
Reef, get out of here. All right, we know.
Crime wave, all those different joints. But those type of things, they look for that for me because the other guys are completely... They don't have it. They haven't had that experience where mm-hmm. it would be coming from a real place.
Right.
Like, I mean, hip-hop... I think hip-hop right now is dealing with... it's a struggle versus... people being artistic versus authenticity, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much it matters
anymore.
Can't
you be artistic and authentic at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, there's special cases where a person is actually rapping about something they've experienced or something close to what they've gone through.
Right.
And then you got the situations where a guy's just making it up.
Mm. Is there anything wrong, you think, with people making it up? I mean, they do it in R&B songs. People write stuff for you in movies.
But that was for R&B.
Right.
If that's the case, then you can sit there and look and let... You should have 500 rappers recording in small studios sending you verses so you can pick which one you're going to say next.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't mean anything that you wrote it or that you actually produced it or you did it. The things that we credit people for being talented for is being able to actually have it come from out of them.
And that's why you think that as a ghost, having a ghostwriter makes you not really a real hip-hop artist.
I don't think you are.
Okay.
I think that there's... It means something that you actually wrote the music and that it's your idea in the presentation. Of course... In different genres, it's been acceptable for years for you to not write the hit record. Once you've sold an album, think about it. If you're an R&B artist, all you got to know is a hit when it comes on.
Mm-hmm.
So how hard a job is that? Just pay the fuck attention to what's going on. You see what I'm saying? If you listening to what's on the air, if I told you could be a star R&B artist then.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
If you didn't have to sing.
No, I couldn't.
If you didn't have to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And all, if you had a singing ability, and all you had to do was pick the song,
mm-hmm.
you mean to tell me you don't know what kind of songs you feel like are a hit when they come on?
I still think you need to have an ear for that. Sometimes. You know, we're talking to 50 right now. We're backstage at Yankee Stadium. It's raining outside a little bit. He's going to take the stage in a little while. I know he doesn't really, really feel like talking too much right now, but I'm going to get a little bit more. Shea 45.